captain we have, the Galway senior hurling team, has been announced, and delighted to be joined by Sean Walsh. And Sean, you were starting 15 for Sunday.
Yeah, Darren, just one change from that team that had that big win just 2 weeks ago up in Corrigan Park against Westmeath. Jack Grealish, he comes into the full back line for the injured Darren Morrissey, and an otherwise unchanged team from the last day. It means that Darragh Fahey starts his fourth league game in a row in goal, while the half back line of Adrian Toohey, Keenan Fahey and Dahi Burke again will see action in that position, in those positions, on Sunday. David Burke also starts his second game in a row at midfield alongside Sean Lennon. That was a mix of Sean Lennon and John Milan there. But anyway, there are notable additions, though, Darren, to the match day squad. And it's very interesting to see Brian Concannon, Joseph Cooney and Cathal Mannion all named for the first time this season on the bench, with Tiernan Killeen also included. The game, of course, 1:30 here on Galway Bay FM. So let's give you that Galway team then in full. Darragh Fahey is in goal. A full back line of Jack Grealish, Fintan Burke and Pádraig Mannion. A half-back line of Adrian Toohey, Keenan Fahey and Dahi Burke. Midfield partnership of David Burke and Sean Lennon. The half-forward line of Tom Monaghan and Conor Cooney. And the inside line is Evan Nyland, Conor Whelan and Jason Flynn. The subs then are Aidan Murphy at 16, Keane Mahoney, Garrod McInerney, Tiernan Killeen, Donal O'Shea, Ronan Glennon, Brian Concannon, John Cooney, Joseph Cooney, Cathal Mannion and Jamie Ryan. So to quickly run through that team again, one change, as we said, Jack Grealish in for the injured Darren Morrissey. Darragh Fahey's in goal. The full back line is Jack Grealish, Fintan Burke and Pádraig Mannion. The half back line is Adrian Toohey, Keenan Fahey and Dahi Burke. Midfield is David Burke and Sean Lennon. Gavin Lee, Tom Monaghan and Conor Cooney are the half forward line, with Evan Nyland, Conor Whelan and Jason Flynn in the inside line. Looking forward to the game on Sunday. And you know what, Darren, in the last few days, and there, I know it's cold, but there's a little bit of length in the evening. It's kind of getting to certainly latter stages of league weather, and hopefully soon we'll be on to championship weather as well.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. We're keeping a listening name in DC Park as well. No scores there, but Mike will shout down our ear if anything happens. Sean, two quick questions before I let you go. I have to ask you about the big news today.
Yeah.
You and me were aware of the rumour, but until it becomes official, what a day in Salt Hill next Saturday. I know we should be focusing on Sunday's match, but two All-Ireland champions, but Limerick conceding home advantage to play Galway in Pearse Stadium.
Yeah, I wouldn't say they're doing it now by by desire. We all know that there's problems with the Gaelic rounds, Darren, in terms of, I think it was a seeding job that was done. They actually play Tipperary this weekend down in Cork, which thankfully wasn't mooted, we hope, as a venue for Galway and Limerick next weekend. So we were kind of knew for the last 2 or 3 weeks that this was rumbling in the background, and it could be a possibility of the game maybe played in a neutral venue, perhaps Ennis or whatever. But thankfully, the game has been fixed for Saturday. Now, that meant a changing from Sunday, and you know how meticulous these inter-county teams are in terms of planning for their games. So the game has been brought back a day. But I think what it does give us is a fantastic day in Salt, as you said. Interesting, even the Gaelic grounds in Limerick, I'm not quite sure. You know, we're 6 weeks on Sunday away from the start of the Senior Hurling Championship, and there's probably a bit of concern now in Limerick in relation to how the Gaelic grounds will be for the championship. But anyway, look, that's another day's work. But next Saturday, what a day of sport. As you say, the two All-Ireland champions, 1:30 throw-in for Galway and Limerick in the hurling, at 3:15, or sorry, at 1:15 throw-in for Galway and Galway and Limerick in the hurling, and a 3:15 throw-in for Dublin and Galway in the football. Now, it's a little bit ironic, because there's also two colleges, post-primary schools finals on, as we know, on that day as well. St. Raphael's will be in Croke Park against St. Kieran's. And we also know that in Tulla, St. Enda's will be in action in their All-Ireland final as well. There's a 12 o'clock throw-in for the Tulla game. There's, I think, it's a 1 o'clock throw-in for the in huge amount, vast amounts of top quality sport. But I think for anyone over the St. Patrick's weekend, that's the place to be now on the 16th. That's next Saturday, tomorrow week. The two All-Ireland champions come to town, and we're looking forward to it.